I will show here the interior, the firmware change procedure, and the configuration of the Tuya AIP Future TY023CH RGB LED strip. I'll flash it with OpenBeacon, and then I'll also show you how to configure it to work with any supported IR remote. I will use IR receiver support and event handling system for this. This means that even an old TV remote control can be used to control it. Anything with the more popular RC5, RC6 IR protocols will work. I recommend reading the description of a related product, TY021CH AIP Future Wi-Fi, Single Color Wi-Fi LED Strip WB3S. Buying an LED strip, I got the LED strip from one of the readers to upload the firmware and send it back to the reader. Not everyone can and likes to solder well. But as far as I know, the strip is one of the most popular products in our country. The controller costs PLN $45. This is the RGB version. In turn, the version for one color costs PLN $40. Note, the set does not include the LED strip. The kit is quite cheap, but it's just the controller with the remote control, even without the adhesive tape to attach it. Photo of the actually received set. A few screenshots from the application. The Tuya application has been discussed many times before, so this time, very briefly. The quality of the musical effects itself has also been criticized on the forum. Basic automations based on other devices, switches, time of day, or setting the initial state after powering up can be done on the original software without cutting off from the cloud. Uploading the firmware and the basics of configuration. The case is held on with a latch. It's easy to look inside. And most importantly, the list of connections. We have here PWM5, blue. PWM4, green. PWM3, red. PWM2, cool, not used here. PWM0, warm, not used here. RXD2, first button. P14, second button. ADC3, microphone. We have two buttons here. One can be from power on-off, i.e., the usual role of button in OpenBeacon, and the other can be assigned the role of button next color to switch colors, or button next dimmer to control brightness. We can also assign button next dimmer to one and button next color to the other, and then additionally script one of them so that a double click switches the bar's power supply. The possibilities are great. How to add a button handler event. An example will be in the next paragraph. IR configuration in OpenBeacon. First, we set the IR rev role for the selected pin. Then, we reboot the device. From now on, in the logs, we will have information about the received IR signals. IR codes appear to us in the console. We can save and script them, for example, via autoexec.bat from the littlefs file system. Sample script. This section is about physical buttons. We are not interested now. This section is more important. Add event handler 2 adds an event handler with two arguments. The name of the event is IR plus the name of the IR protocol received by the receiver. The first argument is the device address, and the second is the button code. Then we give the command. The full list of commands is available on the project repository, but worth noting is backlog LED base color RGB FF00 LED enable all 1. This combination of two commands through the backlog sets the selected color and turns on the lamps. LED next color. This sets the next color from the predefined list. LED enable all toggle. This toggles the state of the LED bar from on to off and vice versa. LED dimmer 100. This sets full brightness. Add repeating event 10 1. LED enable all 0. This adds a single repeating event with a period of 10 seconds. After these 10 seconds, LED enable all 0 will be performed, i.e., the LED strip will turn off after 10 seconds. More info can be found in the repository. Caution OpenBeacon. also performs MQTT publish compatible with Tasmota when receiving the IR code. We enable it in flags, then on topic OBK123456 result, we get. This can be picked up and handled freely in Home Assistant. Summary: another easy to program LED strip. Although in my opinion, it does not beat the one with three buttons, which I does.